This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
How cooking classes shift meat consumption perspectives. Discover how cooking classes influence attitudes toward meat, ethical eating, and plant-based diets through hands-on learning and thoughtful discussion. How cooking classes influence our relationship with meat. Hey, have you ever noticed how cooking classes these days feel like more than just learning recipes? There's this subtle but powerful shift happening, especially regarding how people think about meat consumption. I've been paying attention, and it's fascinating how these classes can actually shape our attitudes toward eating meat, whether you're a dedicated carnivore or someone leaning into plant-based diets. So why would a cooking class change how much meat someone eats? Well, let's break it down a bit. The power of knowledge and confidence. First off, cooking classes build knowledge. When people understand how to prepare meat properly, whether it's a steak or chicken breast, they often feel more empowered in the kitchen. This confidence can lead to either eating more meat or, interestingly enough, less of it. Let me explain. Sometimes, folks who take a class might realize the effort and resources that go into preparing meat dishes and start reflecting on the pros and cons of eating meat. For some, that means appreciating it more and consuming it thoughtfully. For others, it's the first step toward reducing meat consumption by experimenting with plant-based alternatives and learning how to make them taste just as good. Introducing ethical eating and sentiocentrism. These days, many cooking courses start weaving in conversations about ethical eating, talking about sentiocentrism, for example, which focuses on the interests and welfare of sentient beings. This ethical framework encourages people to think about the lives of animals often raised for meat and what that means for their food choices. When an instructor touches on these ideas, without preaching but sharing thoughtful perspectives, people often become more aware of what goes behind their plate. That awareness can motivate some to explore plant-based diets or reduce meat intake altogether. Trying new things with plant-based diets. Another cool thing about cooking classes is they give you the chance to experiment, and that experimentation plays a huge role in what winds up on your plate. For example, you might learn how to make delicious veggie burgers, tofu stir-fries, or even clean meat alternatives that don't come from slaughtered animals but grown in labs, often called clean meat. Getting hands-on experience with these options makes people more likely to incorporate them into their diets. It's one thing reading about plant-based diets online, but it's a totally different story when you've actually cooked a tasty, satisfying meal without meat. The pros and cons of eating meat, discussed over the stove. Many classes now integrate conversations around the arguments for and against eating meat within their curriculum. You'll hear about environmental impacts, health concerns, cultural traditions, and personal ethics, all of which feed into the decisions we make. This kind of open discussion, paired with practical kitchen skills, helps people form their own opinions rather than just follow trends blindly. In fact, some cooking schools partner with ethical eating advocates or veterinarians focused on sentiocentrism to offer more rounded perspectives. This helps learners grapple with complex questions rather than just cooking in a vacuum. What about those who still love their steak? Now, not everyone walks out of a cooking class ready to ditch meat. That's totally okay. For many, cooking classes enhance appreciation and understanding of where their food comes from, how to make it responsibly, and how to eat meat in a way that's thoughtful and less wasteful. It's about balance, not black and white rules. Wrapping it up. So, the next time you see a cooking class popping up with a focus on everything from plant-based diets to clean meat and ethical eating, it's worth considering what new perspectives you might gain. It's all part of a growing conversation that respects people's tastes and ethics alike. If you're curious and want to explore more about these complex issues tied to meat consumption and sentiocentrism, check out Eat Meat or Don't. It's packed with thoughtful discussion that'll help you make sense of the ethical eating debate and find a path that works for you. Learning more can truly change how you think about your food.